The Everyday Environmentalists, Dave and Ann, bring you tips on how you too can help make the world a little better place to live in. So now, let's listen.
What a meal! I love this time of year. There's something special about being able to say that most of the meal came from our very own yard.
I agree, and that was a great salad. It's too bad we can't freeze lettuce, then we could have salads like this all year round.
Well, it's my turn to wash the dishes. I'll go get the water started. Could you bring the dishes out?
Sure. I wonder what she meant when she said she was going to get the water started.
That was quick. Funny, I was sure we had more dishes than those few bowls, but that's okay with me since I'm washing.
Well, I was intrigued by something you said about getting the water started. I think maybe you know something I don't.
Not really. And it's still not ready.
Still not ready? I guess you're right. There's no water in the dishpan yet.
I know. See, the water's still coming out too cold. There's something wrong with the faucet. Or maybe we've just used up all the hot water already.
Are you just going to let the water run until it's hot enough to wash dishes in?
Well, sometimes I'll just let water run directly into the dishpan. But I think it's just easier to wait until the water's hot enough. See, that only took about a minute. So now I'll start filling the dishpan.
There's something wrong here. Think of all the water that was wasted while we waited for the right temperature. Can I do a quick experiment?
Does that mean you're going to experiment with the dishes that need to be washed?
Ha. No. Now let's turn the cold water on again, and then turn it off. Then let's put the plug in and see how much water we use getting water to the right temperature.
I'm not sure as an everyday environmentalist I really want to see this.
Look at this. The sink is a third full. There must be at least a gallon of water in here. We had to wait for it to get the water hot.
This is definitely a habit I need to change. I never realized how much water I used waiting for it to get to the right temperature.
You see, there's cold water in the pipes already, and it takes a while for the cold water to run out and to be replaced by the hot.
Okay, so it sounds like we need to come up with a way to recycle the water in the sink instead of sending it down the drain. It really is perfectly good water. If we put something in the sink to catch the cold water, we could use it for the houseplants or the herbs on the porch or rinse out the bottles we recycle.
I think we're on the right track here. And now what happened to those bowls I brought out a couple of minutes ago?
I think you have a few more dishes than two bowls. I'm not sure how thoroughly you checked the table. What about the glasses we use, the silverware, the plates?
Just how much water pours out of your faucet each minute it's on? Think of ways to catch water, and just like anything else, recycle it.
Everyday Environmentalist is a production of KSVR Studios, produced by Joseph C. McGuire, technical engineering by Jay Charles, scripts by Britta Eshte, featuring Dave McConnell as Dave and Jim Justice as Ann. Let Dave and Ann show you how you too can be an everyday environmentalist.